about it. Okay.
Oh, every time I say my name, I say, I will not be fine.
What's today? Wednesday night. I slept the whole way here. Today I went back and forth twice. So. No, but I slept now on the way here, so I'm a little okay. Last night I was. I hope I didn't say anything. Chavis al Vobos. He's talking about how you go about picking. How do you go about picking a job? Since it's a Gzeira Shemayim, if you're going to be wealthy, if you're going to make ends meet, if you're going to eke out subsistence level, except that a person has to be Masasik Basibos, a person has to busy himself doing. Again, the Chavis Halvodas' perspective of Ishtadlus is that Hashem made a world in which things don't, after Sheshishimei Bracious, things don't happen by themselves, so to speak. They happen in a natural way. There's cause and effect, with Hashem in the driver's seat, making the causes cause the effect. His goals are the effect, and he brings about the causes that bring about that effect. And he wants people to involve themselves in those. People are a big part of that picture. It's people who are part of the, who are misasek, they busy themselves, the sibos, with the causes of whatever the result is to be. You could say seeming causes, but I don't think you have to say seeming causes, as long as you understand that Hashem is the one who's in the driver's seat, making the causes cause the effect. Nothing wrong with saying there's a law of gravity, as long as you understand that Hashem not only was gozer that there be a law of gravity, but he's also empowering the gravitational pull. He's empowering that. That's how he establishes the law of gravity. But he's empowering it. So as long as you understand that Hashem is empowering it, not that he once empowered it and now it has an independent koach, but he is constantly empowering it. So that's perfectly legitimate. I don't think you have to say seeming causes. You only have to say the word seeming causes if the word cause to you means an independent cause. So, like you say, if I shoot someone, so why did he die? So the seeming cause is that I shot him. So you say seeming cause if the word cause means an independent seba, an independent cause which caused him to die. But if that's what the word cause means to you, cause just means what brought about his death, what shliach, what method did Hashem choose to carry out his gzeira that the person should die at this particular point in time, and the cause is, because Hashem, even if he had a heart attack, there's also a cause. I mean, people don't just die, right? Unless they die of old age, but then also the body shuts down. I mean, nobody just dies, I don't think. There's always a cause of death. You can say old age, they just stopped working. So there's also a cause of death. Either he chokes to death, or his kidneys stop working, or, I mean, whatever the cause of death happens to be. So there's always a cause. That's what the Chavis HaLevavos points out. There's always causes. Hashem made a world of causes. I'm being married. I don't think you have to say seeming causes, as long as the word cause doesn't mean to you an independent cause that exists independently. Hakoponim, the Chivon, Dafkuf Lametes, the Chivon Shenizbara Achova B'nei Yodam Rasasek B'sibos, the Vor Ato, so now we'll explain, Shelo Kol Odom Yeholov Rasasek B'chol Siba Misibos HaParnosa. even if you should not, you say, okay, so I'll be very firm. I'll list all the possible parnosas that there are in the world, from A to Z, from ant catcher, well, to from an aerodynamics engineer to a zookeeper. I'll list everything, and I'll put them in a hat, and I'll dip my hand in, and I'll pick it up. That's what I'll be, and Hashem will send me whatever parnosa he paskin for me. He'll send me through that. It's a very logical thing to do from the Chavis HaRodos' perspective. He says, you might think, but it's not true. You're supposed to... It's a tremendous chiddush, I think. He says, you're supposed to intuit what you were built to do, what you were wired to do, what Hashem wants you to do. And he says, there are... And he's... suggests, where he says that there are two things that you should be looking at. First of all, what you're good at. The 98-pound weakling should not become Yosef Hovalot, you know. And the person who can't add a single column of numbers should not choose to become an accountant. And a person who's scared of a cockroach shouldn't become an exterminator. You should see what you're built to do. His marshal is the strong person to take a parnasa. The weak person shouldn't take a parnasa, which is physically very taxing. But these are ways of figuring out what Hashem wants you to do. Like what you cut out to do. There is a thing called how Hashem wants you to earn what he was gozer for you. Once we say the chiddush that you're supposed to be mesasek pesibos, it's not a chiddush. Once we understand that a person is supposed to be mesasek pesibos, so he's saying, don't think naturally if you've been following all along that you can just pick anything to do. But the thing, I was meant to do this. You say, you know, I'm going to become a big chazan, you know, and can't carry a tune, you're tone deaf, you know? Even though I think Beethoven was tone deaf, they say. He was completely deaf.
Towards the end of his life.
What?
At the end of his life. At the end of his life.
Oh. If you want to become an artist, it pays to be Meshuggah, like Van Gogh. So that's what he said. You are cut out for certain things, and just to step back a moment to look at the larger picture, the Gemara talks about how Hashem makes sure that all the needs of the planet are met. So he made people who are wired to be electricians and wired to be zookeepers and wired to be accountants, because he wants to make sure that, you know, that there's that the needs of the world are met. So that's from like Hashem's perspective. So he says, Nevoirata, we will now explain. You can't just pick something out of a hat and then say, okay, how do we talk on? Hashem is going to do it. There's a lot of sibus out there. Some are easier. You have to labor less. It's less physically demanding. In his days, I imagine this is like over 1,000 years ago. Let's call it 1,000 years ago. It's just about 1,000 years ago. I imagine your choice of jobs were probably much more limited than today. So he talks about like a one-dimensional thing, like how hard is it physically? We would have much more to add to the list, right? How much chokhmah do you need? Do you need a degree or college? Right? You're not going to become a rocket scientist if... you know, you're sitting here on a makolet. It's not physically taxing. If you're a tailor, you're an editor, a bunch of lazy bums. Wholesalers, They buy and sell. They make their profit just by cutting deals. Uschirus harisim, they own land. umesaskim upalim lavodos ha'adama. Umehem sibo sheyesh mehem torech v'yagia, that are very physically taxing. Kimelechas ibud oros, fafokas ha'barzel, they have to, you know, to get the metals, copper, iron, you know, to mine. Vanachoshes, volferes, mimachseveyem, lead, to miner, you know. You ever see the movies about coal miners? Right? Then they develop tuberculosis. I mean, it's a very, very demanding job. Utrifus hakezim adirei holferes, utsilus hamasos, that's hovalah. Utsifus hamasos, wagon drivers, I guess he means something like that. Vavodas adama, to work the land, if you're a farmer. Very, very hard work. Farmer's work, never done. V'chol adoim alakach. So he says, shekol adam, shu chozok begufo, if you have it in the brawn department and you're a little maybe deficient in the brain department, so you should become a home alone guy, you know. Yes, it won't be him. Mashiach Babodah Kosha, the three Cholah Simlo. Mashiach Cholah Shaguf, if you're weak and you're catching cold every other week and you're, you know, you barely can drag yourself around, but you're intellect and you're more intellectually minded, so don't go, you know, so he should become a mathematics professor. That's what he's cut out to do. So the first thing the Chavir Avraham says when you're seeking a job, again, he's going, because Lashita C, he says, you're going to make your parnasa no matter what you do. So you would think that, okay, so I'll just pick something out of a hat. So he says, no. Hashem wants you to do a particular thing, and you should pick it based on two things. Thing number one is what you feel cut out to do, what you have an affinity for. He talks about physically apt, but there are also people have an affinity for music. People have an affinity for mathematics. People, they're cut out to do certain things. That's number one. And he says Hashem provides the person with what he needs for what Hashem wants him to do. Shekhor Hidbiya, the Eshach HaLadim, every person has a desire, conscious desire, but an affinity. Lehitus Lemlocha Mesiyemes. He likes that feel. He feels, he enjoys it. O Lemischa Mesuyem Bilade Zuloso. Shekhor Hidbiya Lo Hashem Betchunoso. Hashem put into his nature Ahava Vadofa. He enjoys it. You look around at animals and you see that Hashem put it, Hashem wanted the, that's how he looks at it. Hashem wanted cats to chase mice, let's say. Do they really do that, or just in the cartoons? They do, really? Okay. Hashem wanted cats to chase mice. Look how he looks at it, the opposite than we do. Hashem wanted cats to chase mice, so he put into the nature of cats that they do that. So he did it with humans too. He wants you, or he wants humankind, to cover the gamut of needs of the planet. So he put into people certain abilities which allow them, which push them in a certain direction. And he goes through certain animals, a cat with mice, an eagle, I don't think it means an eagle, a vulture, a royal omen of ophos, seidas hanachoshim, to catch snakes, v'cheinyesh ophos hatzogim dogim b'levad, v'chein b'tchunas kol min mimini balei chayim, netiyah v'taiva l'min mimini atzomeach v'hachai. Each one does what it does in the food chain, and it has it in its teva, that it thereby gets its daily bread by doing what its nature pushes it to do. And it's perfect. I mean, I don't have the knowledge, but if we would go back to Shara Bechina, you would see how the cat is perfectly sculptured in order to catch mice. Like, it's perfect. And the bird is perfectly sculptured to do this, and the lion is perfectly set up to do that. To go on, and he talks about the beak of certain birds. So the evolutionists, like, they go the other way. That the animal was doing this, so after enough millions of years, the beak got long. So the Chavos HaLevavot is saying, so to speak, yeah, I agree with your tushta, but you have it backwards. Hashem gave it a long beak because it wanted it to go catch these animals, so it has a long beak. He goes through different parts of animals. Siparnayim, the lion has unbelievably strong fingernails. Akarnayim Rishor Vlayo, and whatever gets its muzzle from plant doesn't have. In other words, the animals that get their muzzle from other living creatures, carnivores, so they have the kalim to rip apart other animals. And the animals that chew grass, so they don't have those things. It's like the opposite of the evolutionaries, the evolutionists. Hashem knows what he's doing. That's why they look a certain way. Because this is where the mizonos is coming from. So if your mizonos is supposed to come from mathematics, Hashem will give you mathematical abilities. And you, when you're picking a job, should say, oh, I have musical abilities. I have an affinity for math. I enjoy this. And then you should go ahead and do it. It's Hashem. It's your neshama, Baruch HaMishalvada says, that's sort of leading you with your intuition to what Hashem wants you to do, what Hashem wants you to earn parnasa from. It's not always so simple, of course. Sometimes you need to go to a job guidance counselor. But he also, how did he get that job? Because he enjoys helping people. He enjoys helping people, even though he hasn't the slightest idea more than they do. But he enjoys that. So he became a job counselor.
Isn't there a seeming lack of fairness? Say somebody wants to do something that has no talent for it.
What do you mean? I want to be a rock star, but I don't know how to play guitar. So I should stop wanting to be a rock star. That's called fantasy. Every person should decide what he wants, should want to do based on his abilities. Every person has, it's very encouraging. Every person has natural inborn abilities, and he should therefore say, but Hashem put that in you. You don't find many, nowadays, ever since rock and roll, you don't know music. Okay, I will stop here. He really says two things. I'm mixing them up a little.